de Ben Ishchai in Shana Shmiya, Parashat Noach, Halacha Aleph. In Parashat Noach, the Ben Ishchai discusses the halachot of Hadlakat Nerot Shel Shabbat. All right? Ner Shabbat, Hachiyuv Min Adin U Ner Echad, the basic chiyuv, obligation of lighting candles for Shabbat, is actually only one candle. Ach al pi asod, tzarich le'adlik shtei nerot. It's al pi asod that nahagu am Yisrael to light two candles. Echad keneged zachor, ve'echad keneged shamor. One corresponding to the zachor aspect of Shabbat, and one for the shamor aspect of Shabbat. So really, mi'ikar adin, one candle. If someone has only one candle, that's fine. You should light that one candle. Gam od hem keneged shnei ha'hein de shem avaya baruch hu. The two candles of Shabbat also correspond to the two letters of hey that are in the name of Hashem. Yud ke vav ke. So the two hays, the two candles of Shabbat correspond to them. Shehem sod bina umalchut. The two hays, the first hay of Hashem's name corresponds to the sefira of Bina. As you may know, I think we may have mentioned it in the past, Yud corresponds to Chochmah. The kutzo shel Yud corresponds to Keter. So there you have Keter and Chochmah in the first Yud. He is Bina. So Yud and He is Chochmah and Bina. Keter, Chochmah, Bina. Vav, is which is six, is the six Sfirot of Tiferet, which is Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Those are the six Sfirot. They're known sometimes as Vav Ktzavot, or in Rashi Tevot, Vav Kuf, Vak. So those are, that's the Vav of Yud Ke Vav Ke, and the He, the second He, is Malchut. In fact, that's the letter of Hashem, that our service of Hashem is to attach to the other three letters of the name of Hashem. So He is Keneged Malchut. Our job is to connect Malchut, the bottom sefira, to the upper sefirot. So the two candles of Shabbat correspond to the two hays, one hay of Bina and one hay of Malchut. She'ole misparam tav kuf samech gimel. Ben Ishchai says, if you take the word Bina and you add the word Malchut, the gematria is exactly 563. Keminyan nehene miziv ha-shechina. 563 is the exact numerical value of the three words nehene miziv ha-shechina, basking or enjoying the splendor of the Shechina, which is the way the Gemara in Brachot describes the reward of the world to come. Tzadikim yoshvim ve'aterotehem ve'rashehem ve'nehenim miziv ha-shechina. So we see apparently here from the Ben Ishchai that the two candles of Shabbat have a remez in them, a hint in them to the Sefira of Bina and Malchut, and looking at them, gazing at these two candles, is a form of Nehene Miziva Shechina in this world. Malchut is the Shechina, as we know, Kucha Brichu Shechinte, Malchut is the Shechina. And Malchut comes from Bina. There's a very big connection between Bina and Malchut. It's the two feminine aspects of the Sefirot HaElyonot. So therefore, that's the connection to Nehene Miziva Shechina. When we are looking at the light of the two candles of Shabbat, we have to have that Kavanah. One is the He of Bina, one is the He of Malchut, and I am thereby enacting the Nehene Miziva Shechina, which is the ultimate reward of Olam Haba. Shabbat, don't forget, is Me'en Olam Haba, is Yom Shekulo Shabbat Umnucha Lechaya Olamim. So on Shabbat, which is the day of Me'en Olam Haba, we have a little act of what Olam Haba is about, and that is Nehene Miziva Shechina, which is the exact numerical value of Bina u'Malchut, which the two candles correspond to, as the Ben Ish Chai just said. Ve'hamedakdekim madlikim shiva nerot. Those who are medakdek in the halachot al pi asod, they light 7 candles. Ve'omrim ha'olam, and it is normally explained, the reason for 7, shem keneged sheva sfirot chagat nehim, that they correspond to the 7 sfirot, beginning with chesed, ending with malchut, harimuzim bashavua, who with these 7 sfirot are hinted at by the 7 days of the week. You know, Sunday is keneged chesed, Monday is keneged gvura. You might know that in the saying of the psukim of Ana Bechoach, each day the pasuk that corresponds to that day and corresponds to that sfira. So that's why many are noheg to light 7 candles. ואפילו המדליקים 7 נרות, עם כל זה, כשיבוא לביתו, יסתכל בשתי נרות דווקא. However, even one who is noheg to light 7 candles, when he comes home after tefillah in Beit HaKnesset on Friday night, he should look at 2 candles bedavka, not all 7. Have a intentional look at the 2 candles, he should have in mind, echad keneged zachor, echad keneged shamor. One, he should think this in his mind. You're standing by the place where you're going to do kiddush, or where you're going to eat by the table. Look at the 2 candles that your wife or that your mother lit, and have in mind, one is keneged zachor, one is keneged shamor. Gam yechaven, in addition, you should have in mind, echad keneged herishona ve'echad keneged heacharona. Have in mind, one is the he, the first he of Hashem's name, the other candle is the last he of Hashem's name. And also, based on what the Ben Ish Chai said before, have in mind, nehene miziv ha-shechina, remember the reward of the world to come. Gam yechaven sheya'iru nerot shebakdusha lemala. I'm not quite sure fully here what the Ben Ish Chai means, but in translation, also have in mind that the nerot of kedusha up in Shamaim should light. That's a kavanah to have. Maybe it means that the shefa from the sfirot ha'elyonot of bina and malchut that he said, that the 2 nerot correspond to, should be mashpia chesed down below. Maybe that's what it means, shi'airu nerot sheba kedusha lemala. But we'll leave it at that. So that's halacha aleph of the Ben Ish Chai here in Parashat Noach. Halacha Bet. Ikar mitzvat hadlakat haner b'makom she'ochel. The main location, the main mitzvah of lighting the candles is in the place where you eat. Ve'alehem tevarech ha'isha madleket et birkat hadlakat haner. And they are the candles upon which the woman should say the bracha of hadlakat haner. Not in any other room, rather in the room where you're going to eat. Umikol makom tiknu chachamenu zichonam nivracha sheyadlik ner echad v'makom sheyashen sham. The Ben Ish Chai holds that even though you're supposed to light in the place where you eat, there's also a takana to light a candle in the room where you're going to sleep. V'chen bevet ha-tafshil, also, I think bevet ha-tafshil refers to the kitchen. Also in the kitchen, ubekol makom sheyesh lo knisa bo balayla lehotziu lachnis. The idea is in any place where you are going to go in and out of, where you're going to be using on Friday night. So the kitchen is definitely one of them. The bedroom is definitely one of them. So in any place like that, you should also light a candle. That's according to the Ben Ish Chai. The Rav Ovadia Yosef in Halichot Olam writes the following. In Halichot Olam, Rav Ovadia Yosef writes that on page Lamed Dalet, Ikar mitzvat hadlakat hanerot be'erev Shabbat hu b'cheder she'ochlim bo, u'mikar adin en chiyuv ladlik b'shar chadrei habayit. Rav Ovadia is of the opinion that that you don't have a chiyuv to light a candle in any other room. He explains in the Mekorot that the Ben Ish Chai is going according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham that holds that there is a chiyuv to light in other rooms as well. Not like the Eliyarabba in the name of the Tashvetz and the Kolbo, that there is no chovah, and it's enough with one with one room. So there is a machloket in the Rishonim. Is there a chiyuv to light candles Friday night in all used rooms, in all rooms that you're going to be using? So the Ben Ish Chai is going according to that shita of the Magen Avraham, that you have to light in all those rooms. However, Rav Ovadia holds that that's not necessary at all, and all you have to light is only in the room where you're going to be eating. And surely a bracha, in regards to the bracha, it should not be said anywhere else other than the place where you're going to be eating. Ubechol mekomot elu tadlika isha belo bracha. The Ben Ish Chai says, even according to the Ben Ish Chai, that says that you should light elsewhere, but the bracha should only be said in the place where you're eating, not in other rooms. V'achal kach tadlik b'mekom hashulchan b'bracha. And then she should light b'bracha in the place of the eating. V'im yirtze ha'ish lehadlik b'mekom shena b'yado tavo ala bracha. Let's say the husband wants to light in the bedroom. He could. He could light there. Ach lo yevarech. But no bracha should be said there. Ya'an ki ishto mevarechet banerot shel mekom ha'shulchan, because he can rely on the bracha of his wife in the dining room. The truth is, Rav Ovadia points out that the Ben Ish Chai himself, in Shelot Tshuvot Rav Pealim, he himself tells us that if the husband lights before, if he, let's say, he wants to light in the bedroom before the wife is going to light in the dining room, he can say the bracha in the bedroom. But that's the Ben Ish Chai l'shitato that I just told you before, that there is a chiyuv to light in other rooms. Therefore, there is room for saying a bracha in other rooms as well. And the only reason why the Ben Ish Chai here says lo tevarech is only because she already lit in the place of the shulchan, in the place where you're going to eat. So then there's no reason to say a bracha elsewhere. But Rav Ovadia altogether argues, he holds that there's not a chiyuv to light in other rooms. So therefore, even if according to Rav Ovadia, even if the husband is going to light before the wife lights in the dining room, he should still not say a bracha. So that's a nafkamina between the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabba. According to the Magen Avraham, that holds that there is an obligation to light in all other rooms that you're going to use on Friday night. So then it's possible to say a bracha there if you're lighting there before you lit or before she lit in the dining room, as the Ben Ish Chai holds, as he writes here, together with what he writes in Rav Pealim. But Rav Ovadia in Arichot Olam is note, like he holds like the shita of the other poskim that say that altogether there's no chiyuv to light other than in the place of where you're going to be eating. And therefore, whether you're lighting before she lights or after she lights, there is no bracha for lighting in the bedroom or any other room. Then the Ben Ish Chai ends off the halacha by saying, "Umi she'en lo ma'ot liknot shemen Shabbat," someone who doesn't have enough money to buy oil for lighting candles, yachzor al haptachim ve'ikne. You hear that? It's such a chiyuv. This comes from the Gemara that you have to ask people to give you. Yachzor al haptachim means, you know, go knocking on doors to ask for money and to buy oil to light the candles. Ach le'adam kazeh sagi ner echad. But for such a situation, it's enough to light one candle. There's no obligation to go begging for money to light more than one candle. But the one candle, which is an obligation of hadlakat nerot of Shabbat, a person has to go out there and make sure that it happens, that he has the money to buy oil to do so. We'll stop here.